So right now, let me just throw a few common scenarios. A patient has had prior AC, adjuvant chemotherapy. Again, we're assuming a patient's not particularly symptomatic, nothing urgent. What tends to be your first and second line chemotherapy?
Someone who had AC alone, I'm generally going to use a taxane. I think that weekly paclitaxel is going to be, would have been my choice based on all the data so far. Now, as we have data with Abraxane, I think that that's a reasonable option too. I'm in a little bit of a conundrum right now because from the data, I would say that Abraxane is the way to go. It outperformed Q3 week paclitaxel, and that would have been a pretty easy decision. But now that I see that weekly paclitaxel seems to outperform every Q3 week paclitaxel, I'm left wondering what is the best drug to use. So I think that patients who prefer a Q3 week schedule, and that seems to work better for them, I think Abraxane is the way to go. For patients who either want a weekly schedule or who can come every week, then I think it's a toss-up between going ahead with the Q3 week Abraxane or the weekly paclitaxel. I just don't think that there's a way to compare the two. And I know that the CLGB now is planning to do a head-to-head weekly study of paclitaxel and Abraxane, and I think the details of that are still in development.
How much of an advantage do you think it is to not have to utilize pre-medication in Abraxane?
I think that is important. I didn't address that in my last response, but there are side effects of steroids, and for some patients, they're actually quite bothersome. That actually is an advantage. I think for some patients, may not be that much of an advantage. After all, sometimes we use it as an antiemetic anyway, but I think for other patients, it would make a big difference. So I think that this is an important advance. I'm not saying every patient automatically should be on it, but I do think it's an attractive choice because, especially for a Q3 week schedule, and especially for patients who don't want steroids or who maybe have had steroids before and had a problem with it. So I really think this is a welcome addition to our armamentarium.
In that same patient, adjuvant AC, a taxane on first relapse, what would be your second line therapy?
For someone who's already had an anthracycline and a taxane, I'm generally using capecitabine. I think, you know, not only is it the FDA-approved indication and the only drug that's FDA-approved for that, but it does seem to have among the higher response rates, specifically in the anthracycline and taxane refractory group of patients. And I think that if you attend to the toxicities carefully and modify doses appropriately, that it's actually a drug you can use with very good tolerability.
What about the patient who's had prior ACT adjuvant therapy? How do you approach first chemotherapy and metastatic disease?
I look at that, again, as an anthracycline taxane refractory patient. I think if a very long period has passed, 2 years or more, you could certainly retry a taxane, weekly paclitaxel, or Abraxane, I think would be an attractive choice. But I'm generally treating those patients like anthracycline and taxane refractory and using capecitabine. Alternatives to capecitabine would be vinorelbine, gemcitabine. I think combinations of these drugs also are something to think about. You know, we're so geared towards thinking of single agents, but I don't want to really be monolithic in my thinking about that. I think that combinations do have a role, especially for more symptomatic patients, and it's hard to know what combination wins out. There's data on combinations of vinorelbine and capecitabine. There's gemcitabine, vinorelbine, and gemcitabine, capecitabine, so there's a lot of combinations that one can try.
What about the patient who's never had chemotherapy, first-line metastatic disease?
I'm generally using a taxane, again, Abraxane or weekly paclitaxel for these patients. However, I also think that coming in initially with a drug like capecitabine or vinorelbine is reasonable. Older patients, I think, probably have a better tolerability of those drugs. People that don't want the hair loss associated with the taxanes may choose that as well.